Bridge and Spider for Breakfast. Pod podcast. Whatever that means.
This is a little awkward conversation. I probably shouldn't be telling you, but I like doing this before 6 o'clock.
We like listening.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
No, I just had a very awkward situation with a friend of mine, and she lives in Sydney, and she said, I'm going to the Opera House tonight, and it's really exciting. And I said, oh, that's great. What are you going to see? She goes, well, my dad wrote a porno.
Whoa.
Gone.
Yeah, okay.
Really?
Do you?
I said, but I know your dad's passed away, and so, you know, what, was it something that you uncovered that and have worked on or something, or is it, what is it?
Yeah. Did you just suddenly just, was it in the will?
What is going on?
In the will.
I left it in the will for you.
And
what
how
do you want?
Awkward. I said, is this awkward? Because I know if Dad, if Bede said to me, oh, Bridget Mary, I've
got a movie script.
Look, over a couple of wines and some beers in the afternoon, I decided to write a script.
Imagine undies.
Oh, please, you have to explain
my
that
every
time you say that. Your mum undies writing it. Especially now she's onto the bourbon.
I know, it'd be all Woodstock.
It would be.
Oh, I didn't know what you were going to say there.
And then after we guzzled our Woodstock,
as
we poured it all over each other. What about
like
Michael? Now, your dad, Michael, just visited, and Michael's in his 80s, and we do know that Michael isn't eccentric like my father.
And he's got a beauty list.
And
imagine
he does have a beauty list.
Well, that would mean there'd be a franchise.
Do you reckon Michael would call his?
Would you be able to tell the difference between if it was Disney or Dirty?
Oh, yes.
Well, the title would be confusing. It'd be something along the lines of European Adventures of a Young Lady Called Fiona.
Because the top of his list is
Fiona Bruce, who hosts the Antiques Roadshow on BBC.
My dad would, I don't know, it would be, I would hate to think, because he's a retired dentist and he's lived very large, my dad, that way.
Good on him.
Anyway, so when my friend has said this, I'm like, this, I could not go and watch something that my dad with that had written.
He wrote it.
The show is called My Dad Wrote a Porno.
Oh.
And so that's actually what the show is called. So it's not her dad that wrote it.
Oh, okay.
The show is called My Dad Wrote a Porno.
Oh, boy.
Oh, so her dad had nothing to do with it.
Thank God for that. Oh, my God. This would have been so awkward.
It would have been so good, though, if your parents did. Like,
the spirit. Are you for real? Would you go and watch something?
The spirit of undies. Probably not.
That is just wrong. There is no way.
No.
How trippy would that be?
I'm going to ask Undies to do it.
Don't. Again, Undies is the name of your mother, for
my
God's
mum.
Sake. Turtlenecks, Undies. This is getting all crazy. Anyway, you can Google it. There's a show called My Dad Wrote a Porno.
That's.
There we go. Bridge and Spider.
He's a father of four, a decorated AFL legend, winner of the Western Port High Grade 4 Knitting Prize, and he's not afraid to speak his mind. This is Spider Spray, hitting the important and not so important issues.
Saw it over the last couple of weeks. So the Gold Coast Suns, they sacked Rodney Eade. The Gold Coast Titans sacked Neil Henry. And now, I can't believe it. Alarmingly, and more so at the Suns than the Titans, that a few of the players are saying, we want a say in who is the next coach.
Hang on a minute.
To these players, how about they worry about training, worry about giving 100%, getting yourself ready. One thing players should never do is get involved in the politics, you know, other players' contracts, if it's corporate sponsorship, if it's board decisions.
Yeah.
Players don't need to be involved in that. Your job as a player is the 5 P's. Precise preparation prevents poor performances.
That's right.
So Tuk Miller, in today's Gold Coast Bulletin, he said, we'd love to have a chair at the table for the next coach. Well, sorry, Tuk. You've played 50 games. You haven't even played 50 games. And you want to tell me that you want to say in who is going to be the next coach of the Gold Coast Suns. Mm. Do you know what it takes to actually be a coach? Took you played 49 games. And I know there's a couple of other players behind him saying, we want to say.
What?
A coach has to have so many different avenues. 40-odd personalities they've got to deal with. They've got to address the members. You've got the corporate responsibility. You've got all your assistant coaches. You've got to look at the fitness programs. You've got to look at your strength program and all the staff that goes behind them.
Psychology.
Your game, the psychology, your game plan, the program of training, experience. And I think, you know, a coach has to have experience with other teams and other players from other clubs. So Took knows nothing about this, and neither does 95 or even 99% of players. You have no idea what it takes to get a coach. Players should have absolutely no say in who the next coach should be. That's like us. We're announcers here. Do we get a say who is the CEO of Southern Cross Austereo? Imagine if we rung up and said, g'day, it's Bridge here. I reckon this bloke should be the CEO. What do you reckon they'd say? Exactly what you did. I reckon they'd say that. The casino. Imagine that, ringing up James Packer. Oh, look, I'm just a blackjack dealer. But you know what? If you're looking for a director, I reckon you should put this bloke in charge. Or even a Metricon, a Labor, ringing up the head of Metricon saying, hang on, you want me to put, you need advice on who's going to go on the chair?
Mm.
Please, come on. No player should have any say in who is going to be the coach. So Took and all the other players, concentrate on getting a kick and getting a kick consistently week in, week out.
Mm.
And when you do that for multiple years and years and years, and then you finally decide to retire and go into that chair, then you can finally have a say.
Big news.
My son is a wonderful young man. He took a meeting with a Russian lawyer.
I'm not getting off this mic. I want him to come and take this mic off me.
Now you're a ninja warrior.
Live from Gold FM's breakfast table, it's Bridges Feed.
Right, you guys are massive fans. I love him. Kenny Sutcliffe.
Oh, yes. Channel 9 sports guru.
What's his nickname?
Well, The 12th Man, one of his albums, one of the characters on that album called him the male model from Mudgee.
He's talking about his favourite sporting memories and his least favourite athlete and the moment that shocked him the most. I'm going to ask you who you think was the moment with his least sporting, his least favourite athlete. But he was saying that a long time ago he was at the Formula One, the Grand Prix, and he was there with Jackie Stewart and they were hosting it. And in the corner of the room he could see someone sitting there and this person was almost blacked out and they couldn't figure out who it was. And it was George Harrison from the Beatles, was a massive fan of the Formula One.
Right.
And he was sitting in the room with right behind Kenny Sutcliffe as he was hosting. And he's going, oh, my God, there's Georgie boy just sitting there. So that's one of his greatest moments. However, who do you reckon? Who he says here, the biggest sporting jerk he has ever interviewed.
Oh, hard. I thought he said sporting person. I always said lay down, Sally.
Oh.
Just annoying when she laid down.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. As in Sally the rower.
Yeah.
But no, this is like,
As a jerk, as a personality, gee, there's a few around.
Oh, okay. I'll narrow it down. Tennis.
Oh, okay. Oh, tennis.
I wouldn't have said, I'd be surprised if you said Kyrgios or Burnett because
old
they're
school.
Quite young. Yeah.
Ivan Lendl.
Nah, one more guess.
Pat Cash.
McEnroe.
Is that right?
He said there was an exhibition match with Kooyong in Melbourne and he went to do an interview with him and McEnroe never took his headphones out and he was listening to rock music. He never paid any attention. He said, I asked him a few questions and he just dismissed everything. He walked away and said I don't really care what you're talking about or what you're on about.
He's a bit of McEnroe's fine work.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious.
Yeah, that's what he said to Kenny.
And then he said in one of his favourite sporting moments, he said, who couldn't forget Tim Cahill's 2 goals against Japan in the opening game? The Socceroos 2006 World Cup campaign.
Yes.
There we go.
Nice work, Kenny.
Now, I am beyond excited about this. Write it in your diaries, everyone.
Okay.
September the 17th. You know what I used to do? And this is such a memory for me. All of my sisters, we'd all be in the pool on a Sunday. We'd all run out of the pool. We'd always put on our little, like, towel and gowns. And we'd all sit cross-legged and get ready for this. Countdown! Yeah! Countdown is returning to 6 p.m. on Sundays, 30 years after the 13-part series was axed, on the ABC, September the 17th. And it's going to feature the best performances from each of the 13 years that Countdown was on air.
Oh, very cool.
And it's going to be hosted. It's classic humdrum segments, they're called. And artists like Kate Sobrano, Richard Clapton, John Paul Young, Steve Kilby. They're going to narrate each episode. But even Molly said, you know what? There's never been a music show since then. We need a new host who's really passionate about music who should be the new host of a Countdown series.
Yep.
So I found a little bit of Molly at his best because obviously...
Oh, there's only one Molly.
Well, obviously they didn't drug test or alcohol test before. Here's Molly trying to introduce John Paul Young.
Right. They were some of the acts that have appeared over Countdown over the last 2 years. Fine acts. One of the finest acts we've ever received is John Paul Young, and he came with Yesterday's Hero. Let's see John Paul Young with Yesterday's Hero.
Just kids all around him and he's off his face.
Yeah.
I think if you need a new music host... I love my music.
Yes.
I'd love to host a music show.
Yeah.
And I'm on heaps of painkillers. I can be exactly like Molly at the moment. Let's go. Bridge and Spider for breakfast on Gold FM.
Bridge and Spider for breakfast on Gold FM. My young fella Boston, he's away on school camp, so that means that just myself and my wife Sheree at home by ourselves, and well, we kind of sit there and go, we even spoke to Nana last night, and I go, do you want to come over, Nana?
This is not natural. Oh. You've been together for over... Well, you've been married for over 10 years. This
yeah.
is what couples do. In fact, Al, didn't you have the nice...
We had a couple day after my dad...
Don't stop.
He came up for holiday and he left on the Sunday and I thought, well, I'll spend a day with my wife, Tracy, on the Monday. Just quality time.
That's what normal people
do. What
do
you do?
We had, you know, lunch. We had conversations, just relaxed, just, you know...
Well, I recorded dinner last night, and this is as good as my life gets.
How's your dinner?
Good. Why? What did you do to it?
No, nothing.
Why'd you ask me how my dinner was?
Well, I ask you every night how your dinner is.
Jesus, we tickets on yourself. Yeah, darling, it's wonderful.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing. Just leave me alone. It's Boston's at camp. Leave me alone. Don't. You've got that look on your face. Your bloody face is twitching and your dimples are going. Just stop it.
What? What's wrong with...
Just... Because you're trying not to laugh at me because you know I'm angry about him being at camp and it's annoying me, so don't.
What's going to happen to him? Nothing. He's probably having fun.
Probably some pedophile ring that knows about the camp and they're hiding out in the trees and they're going to steal it. Shut up.
Oh.
It happens.
Oh, Sheree.
It does. You've got to get real.
Are you serious?
Oh, it's like eight adults and 3,000 kids.
Yeah, and they know what they're doing. They do it every year.
What do you mean? They've got 40 kids in a kayak, teachers up the front, the back one behind that's Boston's upside down and drowning, and who's going to look?
Oh, my God.
What?
Can we talk about something else other than...
Well, you brought it up.
What's been the best part of your day?
Shut up. Stop it. You're being annoying. Don't.
No, seriously.
It's not the best damn part of my day. My kid's been stolen.
Okay.
You just don't care.
I do.
You don't. What happens if he needs me? What happens if he gets a tick and it's like latched into his spinal cord? What if it claws in his ear and he doesn't know? He doesn't know what a damn tick is.
No, seriously, what was your best part of your day?
Oh, my God. What is wrong with... I wouldn't know.
I'm trying to make some form of conversation.
Honey, seriously. We have nothing to talk about. I don't care what was the best part of my day. I don't care what the best part of your day was either. My kids and the boys, and that's all I'm worried about, okay? So I just have to get happy thoughts, happy thoughts, happy thoughts. My kid's alive, he's not dead. Once I have a snake, they're going on a damn hike. Once I have a snake, a poisonous snake. Tony Harrison caught one the other day in goddamn Lego. He goes for a walk, the snake comes out, bites him, he's dead. No one knows. Roll call 57 hours later. Where's Boston? Oh, he's dead.
Bob.
Well, you don't know these things, Peter. You don't know. How do you know what the snakes are doing? Do they ring you and go, yeah, we'll keep away from the camp. No worries.
It's cold. We're not going near the camp.
They were all out last week. So what? They go, oh, yeah, weather's a bit cold now. Let's go back to hibernation, mate. No worries. Kids are coming. Yeah, no problem. Let's just slother off back here. You're an idiot. You don't live in the real world. This is real stuff that does happen real. The little fantasy world where, oh, they're going to be so wonderful. And
do you want to know what I've decided?
What?
My best part
of your day. I don't care. Yeah. I don't care. I didn't ask you, so you can't tell me because I didn't ask you.
Can I just tell you anyway?
No.
I've decided to go camping tomorrow.
Good hope the snake gets you. Why do they have to have camp, though? He does all these amazing adventures with us. Why do we have to go to camp? What, whose idea was it to rip the children away from their poor grieving mothers at the school?
There's mothers out there that are excited. They sit there and go, you little ripper.
Well, that's not me. Seriously, don't. I will end up in the psych ward at Gold Coast City Hospital. Leave me alone.
Can you see why I love being home alone?
Yeah.
There is a prime example.
How's tonight going to go?
So it did sound a bit creepy. You go, how's your day been?
Oh, that's the best I could come up with. I've got nothing.
Okay. You didn't get an answer for that anyway.
No,
no, you didn't.
That's what I get all day, every day. That's it for 4 days.
Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.